You're listening to Raising Little People, the podcast for parents by early years professionals. Your hosts at the Bilingual Day Nursery are here to support and guide you into the wonderful world of children and help you to see the world through a child's eyes. Estás escuchando Raising Little People, el podcast para padres de profesionales de educación infantil. Sus anfitriones en la guardería bilingüe están aquí para apoyarlo y guiarlo en el maravilloso mundo de los niños y ayudarlo a ver el mundo a través de los ojos de un niño.
On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to balance being a mum and being an entrepreneur. We are going to be speaking to Abby Draycott, who runs her own business as well as having her own child at home. Abby, could you introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm Abby. So I am a mum to one. I've got Willow. She just turned two in February. And I always say the first year was the longest year of my life. And then the second year now, I feel like it's flown a little bit quicker now. I'm got the ball rolling with everything. But I also am a business owner. So I run a clinic called AD Cosmetology. I specialise in semi-permanent cosmetics, brow transformations and makeup artistry, lessons, that sort of stuff as well. And I've had the business now for, it's coming up to 4 years. So in the middle of having it, Willow arrived.
Perfect, thank you. So can you tell us, how do you manage to run your own business and look after your child at home? Do you find it hard to find the time to do both?
I think at the beginning, because it's such, like, no one can prepare you to have a baby, can they? I think no matter how many books you read, no matter how much you try and prepare yourself, no matter how much you try and prepare business around how you're going to have your baby, it hits you like a ton of bricks. So things end up changing afterwards, don't they? And I would probably say it's taken a worldwide pandemic for me to just stop and take a breather and realise that it's such a big change for me to kind of understand the best way to juggle it all. So after having Willow, I went into work about 6 weeks later, and I continued to try and continue the pace of life I was living before and then just fit motherhood in, rather than kind of looking at how life has changed and making it all work better and slowing down and figuring it all out. So I would probably say, like, the biggest thing is planning. So when you're at work, mum guilt's a real thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you feel like, oh my God, I should be doing this with her, or I shouldn't be at work, I should be doing this. But actually, it is part of life. Like, you will work, you will have your baby, you will spend time with them, you will spend time without them. And having a structured plan for me really, really worked. So every Sunday I'll sit and write my week out, and it'll have on there days where I'm just solely with Willow and I won't do anything to do with work. And then it'll have days when, okay, I'm going to be work focused that day. And it'll even be as detailed as having times as to what I'm going to do within that time frame to make sure it's productive and I'm getting done what I need to get done in order to still be on top of the work-life balance, like work as well. Does that make sense? So yeah, it's all about organizing.
Yeah, totally agree. My little girl is very similar age, and I completely agree of being organized, having lists and things so that when you are working, you are working efficiently, you're not sort of time wasting.
Yeah.
I think for me, it was a little bit different when I went back. I took 4 months off, so slightly longer than you did, albeit not long on the grand scheme of things. And when I went back, I had some grandparents that were helping with childcare. I had days where she was going into nursery. I went back part time from the beginning, so I didn't try to pick up that pace that I had before. I did slow down straight away. And then I've actually kept that pattern exactly like you. I have 2 days a week where it's just me and her. I don't do anything relating to work. And then on the other days, she goes into childcare or grandparents or what have you. and they're the sort of working days. But I totally agree with you that being organized is a really key thing to getting everything done. You mentioned mum guilt as well. We've done a podcast episode on mum guilt and it's definitely real. I think if you haven't had a listen to that episode, it's definitely worth going and checking that one out. So would you say, in your opinion, it's difficult having your own business, being an entrepreneur and having a child? What would you say is the hardest part, apart from, you know, that mum guilt, which is definitely a real thing?
I think if I'm honest, actually doing it isn't difficult. It just takes discipline. So it's more than doable, but you just have to give yourself time. And I think that's one of the hardest things when you're running a business and being a mum, because not only have you got sort of like keeping things on top of, like everything on top in the house, do you know what I mean? Keeping the washing done, getting on top of keeping it clean, just general running of the house. But you've also got relationship with your partner in some cases to maintain and not lose you to. You've then got to adjust to, you know, you've got this brand new little human that you've not only got to get to know, but I always say each stage is a phase. And when we're going through Willow changing and adapting, it's going into a new phase and I suddenly have to like change my approach with things. So how I speak to her, how she's getting changed. Do you know what I mean? How she gets changed, just everything. And I think when you're juggling all of that, the hardest and the most difficult part of it is forgetting to prioritize time for yourself. Because if you're not still giving yourself time, then you're not giving your best to each part. So for example, again, going back to my weekly planner, there'll always be a section in there where I'm like, okay, that's an hour for me. I'm really fortunate in the fact that with my partner, I really class us as a good team in terms of working together, because he's also got his own business, so he can relate. So when I say to him, okay, this is where I'm going to kind of plan in some time for myself, I do make sure that happens, because it just allows me to still be me. Do you know what I mean? And then when it comes to me working with business, I'm present for doing that. When it comes to me with Willow, I'm present for her and she's getting the best of me. You know, when it comes to date nights, then I'm not thinking of several other things and not even listening to what, you know, Jack's saying. And I think as a whole, having had the experience at the beginning where I was trying to keep up such a fast pace of life, I was finding myself going from like A to B and not remembering the journey. Or I'll having conversations with someone and couldn't really remember what they were saying halfway through because I just wasn't prioritizing myself. And baby brain is an actual thing at the beginning. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I definitely think one of the hardest parts is kind of remembering to prioritize yourself as well.
Yeah, totally agree. And actually, funny enough, this week we have recorded an episode about prioritizing yourself that will be released in advance of this one. It's going to be part of the pregnancy series that's coming up soon. And we talked very much about that, and not really from the managing your own business point of view, but thinking about when you've already got a child and finding that time for yourself. And as you very rightly say, when you're running a business, that throws in another plate that you're spinning, another thing that you're juggling. And like you say, if you don't take that time for yourself, it is really hard. You will end up being exhausted or burning out. You need to take time to, as you rightly say, remember who you are, remember what your priorities are, and put yourself in that right headspace so that when you are working, you're working. When you're with your little girl or boy, you're with them. When you're with your partner, you're with them, and you can focus on those different areas. Whereas I think if you carry on at 100 miles an hour, it's impossible. You can't you can't do everything. Everyone is human. And at the end of the day, something's got to give. And I think what's important to remember is that thing shouldn't be you. And it is difficult having your own business and having a child. And I probably agree with you really, in that the difficult parts really is juggling things and spinning all these plates and thinking what's going to slip, is something going to give? And if you are organized about it, it's definitely doable, but you do have to be organized. And I think that dedicated time is a good thing. Like for me, I'm lucky in the fact that I only work 3 days a week since I have my little girl. So we have 2 days together. And then we have the weekend where there's my husband as well. So we have that family time. And then I have three dedicated days that I work. And yeah. I think it's much more difficult if you don't have those sort of set times for different activities and you're trying to manage, oh, well, I'll work a little bit here and I'll work a little bit there. And especially with my little girl, she's never been one that likes sleep. So she's never had consistent naps. She's never been.
Oh God, that makes it even harder.
Yeah. She's never been a person that you can, I know I've got a few friends that are business owners and they're lucky and their child will sleep for a sort of solid 2 hours and say, right, okay, I'm going to work then. I've never had that. She's never been one for napping. She doesn't like sleeping. She's very active and very on the go. So if I didn't have those specific days of this is when I'm working and she's not around and she's elsewhere, she's having a great time at nursery or with her grandparents, it'd be really, really difficult because I would find myself getting stressed about, well, I'm not going to be able to do it because she's working. And then you can't possibly work and have a child there together at the same time. That doesn't work, not especially not with a baby and a toddler. So yeah, I think you're really right about prioritizing yourself and trying to give time for each area of your life.
Yeah. And do you know what, Rachel, as well, like Willow isn't, she's never been a massive like napper either during the day. I mean, my niece, she'll nap for a good two and a half hours, and Willow, I'm lucky if I get 45 minutes an hour. So it's just for me within that time, it's so easy to think, all right, I'll quickly hoover, quickly do this. But if you kind of dedicate time to then cleaning the house, it's you're just doing that. Whereas when Willow goes and does have a nap, then the 45 minutes, even to the point where I'll put timers on my phone and say, right, 15 minutes on this. When the timer goes off, I'm like, right, okay, next 15 minutes. Because I just find if I do it that way, I'm getting the things I need to do to keep the business running. And it's not all piling up where I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm still chipping away at things. So I think, yeah, it does come down to, I think, is discipline and allowing yourself the balance of, okay, time for yourself, but then also when you are working, make sure that time's productive.
Yeah, definitely. And if you had any friends or people that were thinking of starting their own business alongside perhaps already having children or expecting children, do you have any tips for them on managing that, on starting that, or anything related to, you know, being an entrepreneur or business owner as well as having that family life?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, one of the biggest things I think is to share like your why. So why you're doing it, why you want to do it with whoever's in your household and get them on board with that reason. Because I think the more in tune they are with why you're doing it, the more understanding they are, then they'll be supportive. So I think definitely kind of getting everyone on board with the idea and almost including them in ways is a massive, massive thing. A lot of my work is phone-based in terms of like replying to clients. Like I do work face-to-face in the clinic, but there is a lot of sort of admin behind the scenes. And one of the things that if I have to do it when Willow is around, one of my biggest advice to be never make them feel like the phone comes before them. So I'd put my phone down. If Willow's saying like, Mama, I'll put my phone down and respond to her and then explain to her, right, I've just got to do this. Give her something to do. I'll get it done. And then I'll be back with her. But I think the biggest thing is just trying not to juggle everything. So be realistic with your time. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. And as long as you go at it structured and you're planned, then I think it has so many benefits to having your own business as well, because you are in control of your time. So yeah, they'd be my biggest tips.
Yeah, I agree. I think being realistic as to what you think you can get done, especially if you're perhaps pregnant at the moment or considering starting a business and you've got a really small baby, I think being realistic with what time you could dedicate to doing it is one thing, but also being realistic financially and thinking, if you're thinking of giving up a job to start your own business, I think you don't want to be in that position of having that extra stress of, if this doesn't work, we are going to be broke and not be able to pay the mortgage. I think you need to be realistic. If you've got that financial support from your partner, then great, or you perhaps have got savings, but I think you do need to be realistic that, you know, plan forward. Babies and children, they do cost money, they do need things to wear, they do, those costs do end up mounting up and you do spend a lot more on them than you perhaps think, or, you know, you've got these additional costs that you didn't have before, especially as they start getting bigger, they sort of fly through clothes like there's no tomorrow, they grow so
it's mad.
And I think that's an element to think of again, you know, time wise being realistic is, and even coming down to money on that as well, is if you do want to have 2 or 3 days off a week, can you manage to do that? What is the business that you're going to do? I think really do your market research, make sure your business idea is solid, that it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's something that can be done on a whim. It really does need to be planned in depth, know your market, know your audience, know how you're going to do the marketing and things like, if you're not very good at the financial element or the advertising element, who is going to do that for you? And having all these plans in place before you launch into it, I think is really sensible, because if you just go, right, I'm going to start a new business, this is what I'm going to do, let's start, realistically the chances of that working are probably quite slim, because there's a lot, you know, parts of it, which I'm sure you've come across as well, is you get a lot of unexpected things that you haven't thought of, and you have to deal with them along the way, and that's just part of the parcel. But I think you can be very organized, and you really can think in advance, and you can forecast things, speak to other business owners. You know, like, I'm happy to speak to anybody who's considering starting their own business, and very similar to you, we'd had the business open sort of a year and a half before I found out I was expecting, and so dealt with all of that with a small child, and I'd be quite happy to talk anyone through how we did that, or you know, any tips or advice. And I think it's about being sensible, asking for help. I think, you know, as you said as well, the support from your partner is vital. I'm lucky that my husband has been absolutely fantastic with the whole thing. If I need him to come and help us do something on site, he'll do it. If I need him to give me a hand in looking over something, he's more of a technical expert. So, you know, when we've moved things like email servers, he'll be roped in to come and give me a hand or to have a look. And I think you do need that support. If you've not got a partner at home, you do need someone else that's going to be there to support you and understand that sometimes crisis happens, and that might be on a Sunday, but you need to deal with it because it's important, it's your business, and it needs to happen now. And even if you've got something else planned, if you've got someone else there that can support you and say, you know what, look, let me take her out of the way for an hour or two while you just deal with what you need to deal with. It's not happening all the time, but someone that gets it, that if you do need to just drop things and you need that support and you need some help, they're there and they're ready and willing to help you. I think that support network is incredibly important, as well as, I think, as you mentioned, being realistic in all elements of the business and planning, really thinking through if it's going to work, how it's going to work. And in the longer term, you know, sort of plan forward. If your baby's already one or two, how is that going to work when they get to the school age? Are you going to have to factor in specific school runs in around your work? Is your work that you're doing, you know, you're working for yourself, so your flexibility is there and you've got that benefit of choosing your time to work. But no matter what, some industries, they still are in certain hours of the day. So can you factor in those school runs and someone helping you? And there's a lot of elements to it that need to be thought out. I think my main advice would be, don't rush into something on a whim, is really think it through and plan.
Absolutely, because I think sometimes when you get this idea and you think, oh my God, that would be amazing, like, let's run with that, the momentum can sometimes push you further than you've planned for. So you kind of, you do really need to look at it and think, okay, like say for example, if you're pregnant and you've not introduced a child into your life yet, you know, baby's on the way, and you're either thinking about starting a business or, you know, like us, you're about a year in, things are probably just taking off on the ground, like from the ground. And then all of a sudden baby comes in. I think it's so important if you're pregnant to talk to other mums who have businesses to kind of understand a perspective of things are going to need to change and what the best way to deal with that is. So you do go into it on more of a, like we've said a couple of times, that realistic approach rather than how I did. And it's a massive lesson I learned going into it, just thinking I'll fit, you know, the motherhood job in, because like it's a job within itself. So yeah, I totally agree. I think looking at every element that could impact you financially, everything, it's important to kind of get all grounds covered rather than just be run with like the momentum of this new exciting idea.
Yeah, definitely. I think and also in that planning as well is thinking about your childcare, because you can't run a business from home with a child around, no matter how much that would be the dream. And as you say, slot motherhood in around your work, it won't work. It may work to start with if you have a baby that consistently naps, that's quite calm, quite relaxed, easygoing baby. It might work in the short term. There's no way that that will work in the longer run, unless you've got some sort of dream miracle baby. I've never heard of a toddler that this is realistic and that this sort of works for anyone. So do factor that in that childcare can be expensive if you don't have families to help you. So, you know, weighing up all those different areas of, well, where is the child going to go when I work? And if I'm going to start 2-3 months after they're born, do I want to send them to childcare? Do I have family that can help? Am I going to be ready and willing to be separated from them at that age? If you're still breastfeeding, things like that, that's got to come into consideration, is am I ready to be separated at that early stage? And I think until you have a baby, you can't really plan those things until the baby's there and knowing how you're going to feel. And I think another thing is, there's nothing wrong with admitting if you want to change your mind or if it's something's not working and the plan that you had, you've changed your mind and you don't want to go back straight away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In admitting that either.
Absolutely. I mean, Rachel, I'll be honest. I think if it wasn't for the experience we've had with the pandemic and having these lockdowns, at the pace that I was going at, I didn't realise what I was prepared to miss out on with Willow, having just keeping that pace up. Do you know what I mean? So I definitely think like taking your time to reevaluate maybe what you thought you wanted to do once baby's here, like it's, as you said, there's nothing wrong with changing your mind and you know, and going forward with a different idea. So yeah, I completely agree with what you said.
Yeah. Would you say then, to sort of finish up, that all the challenges are worth it if anyone's considering it and thinking, oh, I'd really like to, but it's just impossible, I can never make it work? Would you say that the challenges, the benefits sort of outweigh all of that?
Definitely, because although I've never been employed and being a mum, I've always been self-employed. I think having the flexibility is available to you, again, with planning and making sure that you're not just taking a day off on a whim and then financially it's going to impact you. Do you know what I mean? As long as you're planning things out and you're thinking, okay, well, you know, I can afford to do that, I definitely think it's worthwhile and I would recommend it to anyone. 100%, because I think although there's restrictions in terms of you still have to do things to make your business run, there is flexibility as well. And yeah, I think for me, it's rewarding being able to know that actually this is the results of my business is down to the work that I put in, and the results of that business is going to effectively give Willow a better life. Do you know what I mean? So it almost is like driving me even more now, but with a different kind of passion. So yeah, I 100%, if you've got an idea, plan it all out, chat to other mums. I'm always open for talking about anything like this because it's such a passion of mine. Being able to encourage people to know that they can juggle business and babies at the same time, it's doable, and it's actually really, really rewarding.
Yeah, totally agree with you that yes, it comes with its challenges, and yes, it's not an easy way out, but totally worth it to, you know, some people who are in an employed role have that flexibility to have 2 or 3 days off a week, and that's great, but not everybody does. I think it definitely does, you know, benefit you in that time element, but also, as you say, you're thinking of a better future for your child and making a business for them. I mean, for us specifically, opening our own nursery, the idea behind that was, well, we want to send somewhere that our children are going to go to. So not even from a business point of view, it's from a childcare point of view. There was nothing around that fitted what we wanted to do in that bilingual element.
Yeah. And
so automatically she has benefited, and now my nephews as well are benefiting from us having that business. So even, you know, if the sort of longer term element of it being sort of for her future isn't relevant right now, but actually with us being in the childcare business, she's actually getting something out of it straight away. So I think there's even more, for me, there's been earlier and easier benefits to see than perhaps in a different area. I think for me as well, it's nice to see, you know, entrepreneurial mums. I think it's almost been a role model as well for your
100%.
I mean, you know, we've both got girls, so it's about them seeing these inspiring women, and that having your own business isn't just for a man. And I think it's nice for that to be normal. And, you know, sort of our little girls are two, almost two. They're going to grow up knowing that mum had their own business. And I think if you go back to when we were younger, there was a lot less of that around of women having their own business. And we certainly didn't grow up thinking that it was the norm for a mum, or perhaps even women in general, really, to be running their own business and having that entrepreneurial spirit. And it's definitely becoming more and more the norm now. And for me, I really like that our children are going to be growing up with that in mind, that they know then that the world is their oyster. They can do what they want to do. They've seen mum do this, they've seen dad have their own business, they've seen, you know, dad working here or mum working here. And I think that's a really nice thing as well, that they can see that you followed your dreams and you did what you want to do, and there's sort of nothing then holding them back. And yeah, for me, absolutely, it's totally worth it, you know, as I say, from the childcare perspective alone for me, but having that flexibility and freedom to take the holidays when you want to take the holidays, to be able to work when you want to work and be in that kind of role, which in other companies you may not get until you're much more senior up the ladder. Don't get me wrong, there are businesses that you can get to that point of being in a management role, and you can pretty much have that same flexibility and those same rights as running your own business, but that's not something that comes automatically for everybody. So yeah, for me, I would definitely say it's worth it.
Definitely. And do you know what, I couldn't actually agree more with being that role model for them as well, because I think as good as it is for them to see, you know, like that we're doing it, and you know, as with us having girls as well, as you said, for them to see that, you know, we've got our own businesses, it's also, I think, really important that they see also what goes into that as well, so they understand that nothing's just handed to them, that it's hard work as well to get that, but also the benefits are that it's a different way of thinking. She's not necessarily got to go somewhere to earn money from X time to X time. She can do it in a different way of thinking, and it's just opening her mind up, I think, a little bit, seeing, you know, what goes into it behind the scenes, but also actually the freedom and flexibility that comes with having your own business. So I think there's a lot that they see, which is so beneficial to them.
Yeah, definitely. Totally agree. Well, thank you so much, Abby. It's been really good talking to you. And I think hopefully we managed to share some tips for people. And as I say, and you've said as well, our doors are open if people want to have that chat, have that conversation. They're thinking about doing it. And I wish you all the best with your business and hope that everything is really successful for you.
Thank you. And you, honestly, it's been lovely chatting. So thank you ever so much for inviting me on.
You're welcome.